Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And we're having a great visit with Terrence DeFranco. He's the CEO, president, co-founder of IOTA Communications, IOTACommunications.com. Terrence, thanks again for being here. Tell us a little bit about your company. How do you guys make a living?
So we have an end-to-end solution that commercial facilities of all types, office buildings, hospitals, schools, can use to gather that data we were just talking about and drive that sustainability. So we put things like energy consumption sensors, indoor air quality sensors, water detection sensors, and basically use that data to drive insights. So it's not this really complex system. It's really all about what you were talking about before, is having that application that helps you to achieve those outcomes. So when you apply that in a much larger facility rather than a home, the connectivity piece gets a lot more complex and a lot more difficult to attain.
That's exactly right.
So on the back end, we have a proprietary network that actually overcomes the challenges of connectivity, because cellular doesn't work well in that environment. Wi-Fi doesn't work well in that environment. And it's really been an impediment. So we've solved that problem, and now it's what's happening for our clients is that it's unleashing the power of so much more data. We go even further. We have internal subject matter experts in energy and sustainability that'll actually work with our customers on how to apply that data. So it's kind of, it's almost like an outsourcing of a whole smart building department.
And this is saving the planet through innovation and Adam Smith's invisible hand. Through your own self-serving practices as a business innovator. As a homeowner and a commercial property owner, my own self-serving interest of saving energy money, I'm investing in innovations that other people are creating, and millions of people like me are doing this all over the country. My first heat pump was about 50% efficient at below 40 degrees. The new one I just bought for an upstairs unit is about 90%+ efficient. That's what's happened over a few decades. And so what we have here, folks, America, as I think you know, Terrence, America is currently at Kyoto Accord carbon levels. That's 1990 carbon levels. But you never hear the greenies, you never hear AOC or the Green New Deal people give America any credit for what's already been done. And in my opinion, when you hear people completely disregard the progress that's been made in energy efficiency in America, carbon reduction in America, that's when you know what they're talking about is their religion, not their science. What do you think?
So I think that, look, America, like any place else, isn't perfect, but the one thing that's made this American experiment so successful is the fact that it strives for good and doesn't look for it. It doesn't necessarily create a bad.
Right.
Things that are good aren't always bad. And what that means is that we've been built as an innovative society and introduced the world to many of these great, great technologies. And not to take credit away from other countries that have done the same thing, but America has been a force for good, and we've applied technology in particular to drive that good. It's in our DNA. It is what we do. You could go back hundreds of years since our founding, and this is just simply an extension of who we are. And if left alone, we create good, and sustainability is good. And you can see even in the private sector, the movement is already happening.
And we don't have to make America uncompetitive, which is what the Green New Deal would do. This is me speaking, folks. I'll let Terrence decide on his own. But we don't have to do the Green New Deal to make that happen. We're already making it happen. Hey, Terrence, IOTACommunications.com is a website. Thank you for being here. Come back soon. Keep up the good work.
Look forward to it, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Terrence DeFranco, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back. Got to take a quick break first. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.